Welcome to the Goal Getter podcast. My name is Anna Wallace. I'm a registered associate nutritionist, life and success coach, and NLP practitioner. I am the founder of the Weight Loss Academy, which revolutionizes how women lose weight around the world. I run a six-figure online coaching business, and I'm obsessed with helping you improve your overall life while going after what you want. In my eyes, life is for living, and if we can get past our limitations that hold us back, we become powerful and live a life truly better than ever expected. If you're looking to massively upgrade your life, your health, physical and mental, improve your relationship with food, and lose weight without diets, this podcast is for you. My goal in this podcast is to help you see what's holding you back from becoming the greatest version of you, so that you can live this life with more purpose, fulfillment, happiness, confidence, and health. Think of this podcast as your place to come for little pieces of life advice that will help you on your path to living the life you desire. You will find tools, resources, strategies, and advice in solo episodes and interviews from experts on a range of topics. I am so excited to share this with you. So thank you for hitting play today and let's dive in. Hi everyone, and welcome to episode 26 of the Goal Getter podcast. In today's episode, I'm diving into why I created the NBC method. So you might be thinking, what is the NBC method, Anna? So the NBC method is a method that I teach within the Weight Loss Academy coaching certification. Let me break it down for you. So the N stands for nutrition rehabilitation. The B stands for behavioral change. And the C stands for coaching. So this is the method that I teach within our coaching certification. And I want to explain to you today why I created this method. Okay. So let me bring you right back to when I studied nutrition at university. When you study nutrition at university, it's very scientific. There's a lot of biochemistry, nutrition, food science. And whenever I finished university, I thought, okay, great. Now, well, first of all, I went off and I worked for a couple of corporate jobs and stuff like that, and until I figured out that that was never going to be the path for me, essentially. But, you know, when I wanted to go out there and help people, because I figured, well, I had this struggle, how can I help other people with this? I started coaching some clients, but what I realized was that I had no idea how to actually coach people. And I didn't have a lot of experience, is that the right word I'm looking for here? I didn't have a lot of training around dealing with people's habits and behaviors. I knew personally myself what I did, but I didn't have that solid understanding. I had the science background, and you know, I had that strong nutrition background, but then I didn't have the coaching aspect, right? And you can have all this knowledge, but if you don't know like how to coach people, you're not going to be the best coach. And that's what I found what was happening with me was I didn't know how to hold people accountable. I didn't know the best way to coach. I didn't feel confident, and it really held me back in being able to communicate with people properly, because I was afraid of, you know, maybe making a situation worse for somebody, or just not feeling very strong in my communication towards people. And I can see that online these days. I can see when I see like other coaches, personal trainers that maybe haven't done a lot of additional training in the kind of coaching space with behaviors and habits. You can see that because you can see it through their approach. So I had obviously spent all this money at university. I had this nutrition degree. I love behavior. I love psychology. That stuff really, I'm just fascinated by it. And I'm fascinated by why do we behave in these certain ways? Why do we sabotage ourselves? You know, and all of this is very much related when we're talking about weight loss. So I'd obviously spent all this money on my nutrition degree. And even though I was a registered associate nutritionist, I still felt I was lacking in a lot of skills. And I didn't feel confident with helping people in a way that I really wanted to. So that sent me off to, you know, start investing and doing different courses, NLP. I did my neuro-linguistic programming in Los Angeles. I did a success coach. Life and success coaching. What else did I do? The EFT. So the tapping coaching. I did hypnotherapy at the same time. Not all these things are, of course, useful. But for me, I was on a bit of a roll. So I was trying to learn as much as possible. Also around mindful eating, eating disorders, all these different things I had to do additionally on top of doing my own 4-year nutrition degree at university. And of course, when I was putting together the certification, I thought there's nothing more frustrating than, you know, doing a course and then at the end of it, still not having all the tools that you would need if you actually wanted to go out there and help people. But even if you don't want to help people, you still, like, if people just teach you nutrition, and if we're talking, like, in some areas, just teaching nutrition is fine. It's essential. But when we're dealing with weight loss and we're dealing with habits and behaviors, nutrition is only one part of the puzzle. And courses that only offer that, and they say that, you know, okay, do this course and you can become a coach, but they only teach the nutrition. There's a whole other aspect, or there's other elements that are completely missing. So therefore, somebody that goes and starts to, you know, thinks to themselves, okay, I want to become a nutrition coach, I want to become a weight loss coach, they go and do a nutrition course. And what happens is they get that theory, they get the science, they get the nutrition education, which is important. But when they start coaching people, they don't have the skills, the tools, and the confidence to actually take that information and teach it, right? And they don't know how to work with people in a compassionate way. How can we hold people to a high standard? What is essential when we're coaching people? How can we get the best out of our clients? And of course, there are different ways to do this. But when we're dealing with weight loss, there's really one way that is superior to a lot of other ways, and that is compassion, kindness, respect, holding our clients to you know, a high standard, these type of things. So I guess, you know, from even though I had done a nutrition degree, I felt like I still didn't have all the tools that I needed, you know, even though I was a registered associate nutritionist, right? So I then had to do further education, which for me was fine, you know, in terms of, I guess, you know, I didn't mind investing in myself. I would prefer to have not invested, to continue investing in myself. It would have been easier if I could have just done one uni degree or one course that kind of included everything. So when I was creating the certification, this was one of the biggest thing for me, is I want our students to get the whole package. Because when we're talking about weight loss, as I said, it's not just about nutrition. It is about behavioral change. How can we take the nutrition education, right? And nutrition rehabilitation is what we do with our clients, right? We balance their nutrition. We get rid of dietary chaos, and we implement a lot of routines and habits into their life for their nutrition. But then we have to go a step further, and we have to look at their behaviors, and we have to look at their habits, their daily routines, their non-negotiables, and we have to work on that. And then, of course, the last part, which is really important, is coaching. How do we coach people? What's important? How can we lead by example? How can we get the best out of our clients? How can we speak to our clients in the right way? How can we set goals with our clients that are going to be motivating and not overwhelming? All these other things are also as equally as important. So as I said, when I was creating the certification, I created this method so that when our students have graduated, if they want to go out there and actually start helping people, they have everything that they need to be able to do that. Because there's nothing more frustrating than having a piece of the puzzle, doing a course and then thinking, okay, and now how do I help people? And that's exactly the situation that I was in, which cost me more money, more time, and more, you know, trying to look and figure this out, essentially. So that's why in the Weight Loss Academy Coaching Certification, I teach the NBC method, because the three elements are all important. They're all pieces of this puzzle. The N is the nutrition rehabilitation. The B is the behavioral change. The C is the coaching. Meaning when our students are finished the course, they have the skills, they have the tools, they have the education, they have the learning, they have the confidence that if they want to go out there and actually start helping people, they have everything that they need. They don't need to go and search for another course, essentially. So that's what I wanted to sort of deep dive into today, that this is how the Weight Loss Academy Coaching Certification is set up. We, of course, start with the nutrition rehabilitation. And after each section, we also have, you know, an assessment. And the course is broken down very easily. The course is, of course, set up, you know, for those that are working full time and have other responsibilities. But this is really a game changer for the coaching industry, because I have yet to see another certification in the UK and Europe that actually offers these three elements together. So you're really getting the whole package, and it means that, you know, once you've graduated with us, if you want to start facilitating the reset, if you want to start facilitating the academy, you have the skills and confidence to be able to do that, meaning you can go out and start earning income. You can go out and start getting clients. And if, you know, everything is there, you've got everything that you need to be able to make that possible. Okay, folks. So that's a little bit more information today around the Weight Loss Academy Coaching Certification. As I said, we are enrolling with the early bird discount right now. The early bird discount is available before Christmas. This is for our February 2022 class. What I would encourage you to do, if you're a little bit interested about this NBC method, I dive a little bit deeper into it in my free course. So if you look at the show notes here for the podcast, you can click a link and you can download our free course. And then alternatively, if you're interested, you want to get access to that early bird rate, I would encourage you to apply. The application form is also in the show notes. And once we get your application, we will be in touch with you with regards to next steps. So I feel like this is the future for training coaches, with regards to ensuring that they have everything that they need in one place and they don't have to do additional training after. It really is a game changer for this industry, because it also saves time, it saves money, and it means that we are training people and it's a more efficient process, right? Because you're getting all the tools and the skills in one place, essentially. As always, if you've got any questions, send me a DM on Instagram. You can follow me. My hashtag. I'm incredibly technical, folks. As you can imagine, I'm really not technical at all. That's all another thing. Running a business and being technical, you don't have to be, right? But anyway, my name on Instagram is I am Anna Walsh. You can follow me. Send me a DM if you've got some questions. I would be more than happy to answer. And I will see you on the next episode.